Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. Chad is not here today, so we've decided to open up the floor to producer Dave Harrigan, where he will spend the next 3 hours saying things to Chad, saying things to me that he could not say to Chad to his face.
Looking forward to it. Really,
it'll be an airing of grievances for the next 3 hours.
Let me tell you something, buddy.
And oh, what fun we'll have. Good to be with everybody today. We have got all kinds of fun things to talk about. I mean, what you kind of start with the walls thing, and I've spent a little time on Twitter the last 72 hours, and I'm convinced after some time on Twitter that I've no doubt that J.D. Vance and Tim Walz are both the Antichrist.
It's amazing how that works.
I mean,
both of them picked both it of them. Up that quickly.
Both of them. Boy, did that escalate quickly. It went from J.D. Vance making the congratulatory left a voicemail with Governor Walz the morning of the announcement. It went from that to what it's become. And if that's not reason to get off Twitter, I don't really know what is, because it's an abyss. It's a hellhole. It's so bad right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I'll be honest with you. I love it. I'm here for it. I don't like the way people are talking to each other. I don't like the crazy conspiracy theories. I don't like the made up stories. But it's entertaining.
There's no doubt about that. There is entertainment value.
I'll give you that. So we're going to talk about Governor Tim Walz, and in a different context than maybe what some of you want to talk about. We'll let you know. I am a newsman with Channel 5, for those of you who aren't familiar, which is probably a lot of you. I come from this as a registered independent. I am not coming here from a right side or a left side. I'm trying to come right down the middle for some of this conversation that we're going to have today. So just keep that in mind. Although, you know, I love to hear from you. Make sure and text us. Let us know what you've got going on. Let us know your thoughts and feelings on this. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Why do I love Twitter? Well, for lots of reasons. Some things are really funny on there, like Super 70 Sports, which is a great feed if you're not following that on Twitter. Sometimes it's a great place to gauge what's going on in America, particularly when it comes to politics or things that are happening locally. And sometimes it's a great thing to snag a photo, which is going to bring us to our next guest, because just a couple days ago, football coach by the name of Rick Sutton put out on Twitter a picture of him and then a young Tim Walz as football coaches. And it got me thinking, you know what? Let's learn a little bit more about Tim Walz, the football coach. I think very well documented Tim Walz, the politician. And you're going to see that traipsed up again and 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 again for the next 90 days. But you're not going to talk to too many people who may know Tim Walz, not Governor Tim Walz. Tim Walz, guy from Nebraska, guy who coached at Mankato West. So we've got Coach Rick Sutton on the line today. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you're a coach at Farmington.
That is correct.
And how are things looking for? I know you guys haven't started practice yet. How are things looking for the squad this year?
No, we're really excited to get started on Monday. We've got a veteran squad, and a lot of our offensive production is coming back, and we're really optimistic about how the season's going
to
go.
Well, before we get to the wall stuff, I will confess that your boys gave my boys' team a real whooping about 3 years ago in the playoffs. My son played for Minnetonka, and we came down there on a windy night, and you all just spanked us. So you got something going right down there.
That was a fun night. It was a beautiful night for a football game, and our guys really played well that night.
It was a fun night for you. It was not a fun night for us, I'll tell you that right now. So, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Tim Walz. When did you work with him?
Tim was with us from 97 through 2001, I believe.
And this was at West?
Correct.
Characterize the competition between Mankato East and Mankato West a little bit.
Well, we don't say that word. It's that school over in the other end of town.
Yep.
It was definitely a great rivalry. During that time period from about 1998 through about 2004, Both programs were extremely strong in both football and track, and we had just all kinds of great competition between us.
So tell me a little bit about your football team at the time.
When I first got to West, which was in 94, it was a program that had really struggled for quite a long time. Our first 3 years that I was there, that struggle continued, but we could see growth coming. We had a big breakthrough was when the high school league added a class. We went from being a double A, which was the biggest at the time, to being 4A when 5A was the biggest. And that was a huge opportunity for us to not be playing against the very biggest schools. So that was kind of a catalyst in 97. Because of that, we were able to get into the playoffs, win a playoff game on the road, and our players could see that we could be competitive at that level. So that was kind of the start of it. We felt that in 98 that we had a pretty good football team coming back, and unfortunately we lost two different quarterbacks to injuries through the year, and ended up still making it to the section final before we got knocked out one game away from state. But again, they kind of built the confidence. So going into 99, our players were very confident that they were going to have a successful season. Their goal, without question, was to make it to the Metrodome. And then through the first 6 weeks of the season, our record was 2-4. At that time, Big Nine Conference was half 5A schools and half 4A schools, and we lost four games against 5A schools, and we're 2-4. And so it was kind of looking like, you know, who are we? Are these goals that we've been talking about really achievable? And we kind of sat down in a meeting that next Monday and kind of let everybody kind of talk about it. All the coaches, myself, Tim, Tom Boone, Aaron Miller, a lot of the seniors talked about, you know, this is still achievable for us. This is still something that we think we can do. And we just kind of regrouped from there and went on an 8-game win streak and hoisted a trophy.
An 18 win streak. So you sat down, you did what leaders do when things aren't going well. You were football coaches and you thought, all right, well, we've got to figure this out. What kind of person is Tim Walz, Coach Tim Walz, at that time in that room and around that kind of dialogue?
Well, you know, when you see Tim now, you know, Tim is who he is. He extreme enthusiasm, energy. He's got that ability to make great connections with people. And you know, those are the things that made him a very good teacher and a very good football coach. And I think those are the same things that you see in him as a politician.
What specific position did he coach? I can't remember.
Tim was our linebacker coach and defensive coordinator.
Linebacker coach and defensive coordinator. And at that time, what job were you doing, Rick?
I was the head coach and I coached running backs and was the special teams coordinator.
So I just thinking about a football organization and how it works and drawing some parallels to a government organization, a political organization. You've got a head coach and the head coach is calling the shots on most of the other things. And then you've got the assistant coaches who are handling the day-to-day stuff with the different position group. You've got the O-line coach, you've got the D-line coach, you've got your backs coach. How does that environment prepare somebody for an environment in politics or government?
Well, I think there's a lot of parallels. You know, you look at Tim as governor, has Peggy Flanagan as one of his assistant coaches. As the VP candidate, he's an assistant coach to Kamala Harris. And, you know, that ability to, you know, sit down in a room and hash things out and decide this is the course that we're going to take. And then being that person that's going to help carry that out in everyday dealings.
I was a little, I wasn't surprised at all. I'm surprised it hasn't picked up as much momentum. I'm sure you heard the very first speech, Kamala Harris's introduction speech about Tim Walz. I want to play if we've got it, Dave, we'll play a little clip of part of that when she referred to him as being Coach Walz.
To his former high school football players, he was coach. coach.
I feel like they should really be capitalizing on Tim Walz, the coach, and a little less on Tim Walz, the progressive Democrat.
Well, I think one of the things that I've been really happy to see as Tim is becoming more prominent here is the strong emphasis on the importance of educators and coaches. Without a doubt, all of Tim's former players, all of my former players, they see after 5 years, 20 years, 25 years, and still coach. That relationship that you have and the ability that you have to help form young lives is just something that's incredible that we're all as coaches and educators very fortunate to be in that position.
Rick, I thought you put out a really nice tweet. You put a picture of you guys out back in the day, and I was reading through the comments, and your post was not political. It was just saying, hey, this is kind of cool. I worked with him, remember back then. And I think you said he's a good teacher and a coach, but people being the way they are, they jumped in your comments and are, saying things. Does that bother you?
I don't look at comments. You learn that very early on in coaching is that you're not going to let the outside noise be something that you're going to deal with. And so let those people that want to be negative. I'm not going to get involved with it.
Do you have a political preference that you'd be willing to share?
No, I don't think so.
That's fine. I was just curious. Have you had any contact with Coach Walz over the years?
We've definitely been in touch a little bit. Just before he ran for Congress the first time, I left Mankato West, moved up to the metro area. And so I wasn't the close contact that we had been, but I would find my way to some of his fundraising events and some of his rallies and things. And we'd always have an opportunity to talk a little bit, to talk with both Tim and Gwen, who taught across the hall from me at West. And it was fun to stay in touch and just kind of follow his career as it's developed.
I'm just sitting here thinking about Tom Osborne is the first one who comes to mind, who is a former football coach down in Nebraska and went on to, I think he was in Congress for a number of years, if I'm trying to recall.
I believe so.
Yeah, because I was working down in Omaha at the time, and I ran into him, and I was like, hey, that's Coach Osborne. That's crazy. But I really do think there is something to be said for the organization of a football team and how it works and the ability to work with other people. Anybody else? Maybe yourself. Have you ever thought about running for office, or are you too busy? You're still loving football too much?
I'm living the good life. I'm retired from teaching, just coaching. I'm perfectly happy with where I'm at.
You're like, nope, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. You're a smart man. Well, Rick, any want to give us a little bit of a scouting report on Farmington for this year?
Well, like I said at the kickoff of this, I think that we have a chance to be pretty good. Obviously, 6A football is incredibly competitive, but we're excited about the players that we have. We had a great summer. Our kids really came together and worked hard, and so we're just excited to get going on Monday and see where things go.
And any words of advice for Governor Walz as he gets closer to this election happening in 90 days?
Just continue to be himself. Like I said, when you see him on TV, that's who he is. He's gregarious. He's outgoing. He's full of energy. And just be himself.
I should ask you that before you go. Do you think that knowing him as long as you have, does he seem like the kind of person who would bend his morals or who would change his message based on some kind of pressure from other people to do so?
Has a very grounded sense of right and wrong. I really don't see him being the kind of person that would waver away from what he believes in.
Rick, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Good luck with the season. Man, did they give a whooping on the skippers that it was so bad.
What happened?
We went down there. It was the playoffs, and it was crazy windy, like 40-mile-per-hour windy.
Was it a good skipper team, too?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a play. Maybe second round of the playoffs. Okay. I can't remember. I think it was maybe my son's sophomore or junior year. Junior year, I think.
Did he blow the game?
What's that?
He blew the game?
No, he didn't. He's an old lineman.
He was just, spinning, was watching guys run by him. Turnstile.
We're a passing team, and the wind was blowing like 40 miles per hour. So
you're blaming the quarterback?
No, I'm not. Great kid. It was just, hard.
Sounds like
hard
you're saying he didn't have a strong arm.
Hard to do what you're good at when you've got that.
Oh, so you're blaming the coaching staff?
I'm blaming neither. All right, Tim Walz, J.D. Vance. As I think I referred to them earlier today, from what I've seen on Twitter, both the Antichrist on either side of that coin. There is something, though, that they've got in common. Find out what that is when we come back.